I am Kate Botello here with an army of artistes right now, live in Studio A. There is a just fascinating project coming up very soon, a co-production with Interlochen and another company. We will talk about that briefly. But here to talk about this project, this is the new opera project. We will begin with Interlochen Arts Academy instructor Scott Skiba.
Hello, Kate. Thanks for having us here.
Scott, thank you so much for coming in. Now, of course, you do so much opera work here at Interlochen. This is a really unique approach to opera.
It is. You know, it started just over 2 years ago. Dr. Cherie Van Manen and I were having lunch at the Stone Cafeteria. And I said, hey, do you think your students might be interested in setting some Shakespeare sonnets? Because we're working with high school-aged classical singing actors. I want to work with them on interpreting text, interpreting music, and communicating that in physical and vocal action. It'd be really nice to have some material that they could work with that didn't have the iconic demands of professional opera singers and really focus on the craft. She said, yeah, that sounds interesting, but what if we approached creative writing and asked them if they had some existing or original material they could write for a project? They provide the libretto, composers set it to music, your singing actors in the opera theater interpret it. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. We approached Mika Perrine, and she was on board for the idea. So just a little over 2 years ago, we met in the creative writing house with a large group of students, and we told them about the project, put a website up. They shared content so people who had like interests or whose aesthetic attracted each other could get together and collaborate. And over the last couple of years, some of the students who initially brought their creative energy to the project have graduated and gone on to exciting programs of study. Some new faces, new voices, new talents have come into the project. So here we are just over 2 years later and pushing toward the finale of our world premiere. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting. Now, I had a chance to see these in their barest infancy last May, and it was already really exciting to hear these fresh voices working together and these young voices. Let's talk a little bit about what people would see if they came to this performance.
Okay, so if you come to see this performance, for those of you who might go to the Met Opera broadcast at the State Theater, we're talking about the other end of the spectrum. I mean, it's not a grand production. It's not an expensive production. It's opera up close. The setting is in an alley setting, so there's audience on the east and west side of the stage, cabaret tables, really close to the action. We're utilizing some digitally mapped projections by Brittany Miranda. Well, actually, she's helping me in my remedial digital projection skills develop that. And we're looking at three operas, one by Terrence Martin, based on the Shirley Jackson story of The Lottery.
Wow.
And that focuses in our production on what happens when the collective we takes over in the decision-making process and takes away from the decision that the individual I might make. Then we move to Tevin Goldberg's piece, Senescence. Selections from that, which explore a young man who's been diagnosed with terminal illness. We've decided on cancer. And just exploring him looking back into his life, trying to hold on to memories with a vision of his younger sister, and him trying to hold on to that and not be pulled into death and then confronted with the actual living, breathing, present-day version of his sister and his decision-making process in that. And then we move to Leo Oltan's piece, Yellow's Bruises, and that centers on the conflict that arises when a blue family gives birth to a yellow daughter and how they initially grapple with trying to make sense of what this new being is, trying to take distance from it, then trying to control it, oppress it, put it into a box. When ultimately they feel that doesn't succeed, they destroy it. And then it's the consequence that comes out of that. And then the later, this embodied spirit of the yellow that reflects on this experience. So it's a pretty eclectic blend. This is each of these young composers' first time at producing an opera. And Aaliyah, who's in the studio with us and you'll hear from later, she shared the other day that, you know, it's interesting to look back on work that was created, you know, a few years ago, and things that she would do differently now, and things that she's still struck by. Okay, that still works. And so what I think is interesting is that TJ, Aaliyah, Tevin, and another composer, Chris Bell, at 7 o'clock when the doors open, they're going to feature more recent compositions. So you have a chance to hear more recently what's going on with them, move into the theater, hear that new opera music, come back out into the gallery afterwards. Some singer-songwriters are going to be there presenting and get to talk to the composers. It's rare. New opera is really rare, so it's pretty cool that it's happening.
It is. It really is. And it's great for them to be able to go back, like any writer, to go back and visit their work. And we don't think of that as much with young writers. We think, oh, I wrote this 20 years ago and I'm coming back to it. Yeah. There's still a big difference in 2 years as there would be in 20.
Yeah, they can speak much more to it, but I imagine even more so. I mean, it's such a developmental time. You know, where you are at 15 is really different than where you are at 17.
Yes. So. Now, one aspect of this that I think is really interesting is that an outside production company, the Parallel 45 company, is working with you and with Interlochen to put this on. And we have Aaron Anderson here from Parallel 45. Aaron, how did your production company develop an interest in this project? And then what is it that you're trying to achieve here?
Well, first of all, hi, Kate.
Hi,
thanks,
Aaron,
for having us. Parallel 45 started about 5 years ago in Traverse City, and we're a professional company. We bring professional actors and other theater artists back to the Grand Traverse region. Some of them have a connection here, not all, to put on a variety of theatrical experiences. And Scott approached us with this wonderful idea, giving us sort of the bare bones at first, and it came to be what it is today. And it really resonated with what our core mission is as a company. We believe in taking familiar stories and changing them a little bit for the adventurous mind.
Yes, you've done that with some Shakespeare productions.
We have, kind of, yeah. So adaptations that might be a little bit different, doing reimaginings of classic stories, a way to take something familiar and look at it from another angle. And that's really what the company's sort of artistic aesthetic has been. And that's a bit of the new opera project, really, is this is sort of a new flavor of opera that's gaining ground. And that was really exciting to us. And especially the fact that these are the professional artists of tomorrow.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity to work with them today before they're all so famous that perhaps we can't afford to get them back and work with them.
Yeah. 15 years from now,
we couldn't
pull this project down without a $2 million budget. So
right. Yeah. We're very lucky to be able to get them now. But the idea of taking original work and being able to showcase original work and showcase these wonderful young singing actors and other artists and composers, and to be able to collaborate with them and help make that something for the community to enjoy in Traverse City was something we just were really excited to be a part of.
Oh, that's great. And again, such a great opportunity for everyone. And that is, it's always great when it works out that way. Now, we have some musicians here in the studio with us today. We have Sage Jagro-Roop and Tevin Goldberg. They're going to be performing a piece. Is this from Aaliyah's opera?
Yeah, this is. This is the final movement from Yellow's Bruises. It's Monday Blues Coffee.
Teach me the forest. Backyard bed is waiting down by the creek, made out of shoved seaweed, made out of seaweed. Crated sheep are not for sleeping, fill snakes to please him. The boy of the forest, this simple forest, my forest. Make me Monday Blues cup of coffee. I want Blues Monday cup of coffee. Seaweed.
Okay. Wow. That is really cool. Where do we start? Aaliyah.
Yes.
Blues opera. Blues opera. That there's so much blue influence, like the musical blues, going in this opera about your blue family. So clearly, was that part of the intention there?
Well, it's quite interesting because this movement I wrote actually this year, whereas the first two movements I wrote the year before, and I was in the kind of premature stage of a young writer where I was just writing. I wasn't really thinking about all the different pieces or like double entendres or symbolism or any of that. I was really just like going with this like intuition and this flow that was happening. And it was a lot of music for like a 16-year-old to write at the time. So like I was kind of just like letting it pour out. And now coming back to it and closing it with this movement and then seeing how Skiba is like just bringing out all the details that I really didn't even notice composing, and then now seeing that in it today. And because when we first started working on it again, I was really upset. I was like, this is a piece from my past, like I don't really want to do this again, like I'm somewhere totally different musically, and you can hear in this movement like it's very different from the first two, but it was so I almost want to say like therapeutic for me to then close it with this in my more recent style, but then also being able to embrace what I was before. So yeah.
Wow. So your own growth, and then you're writing on top of your own growth and trying to incorporate it all together. That's just fascinating. And how is it for you? Is it pretty transcendent to watch your opera being performed in front of you? What's that like? No, none of us knows. We don't know.
It's actually quite horrifying. I mean, I've sat in rehearsal, and it doesn't matter if it's going great or if people are like in another state, but I'm just scared. I'm shaking. My heart is just like there's never been a moment where I can like sit down and listen to this piece and not feel like I'm breaking a sweat or getting freezing cold or just like I get really worked up. But it's great. I like that feeling. I hope the audience can get a dose of that.
I'm sure they will, Aaliyah. Sure they will. Now, Sage, approaching this music, this is kind of unlike vocally. This is a little bit different than what you usually sing. It's got a little color to it. How did you feel when you were given this, like, get this piece to sing? This was the first time you'd ever seen it.
Oh, I was very excited. I mean, I sat down and with my little piano skill tried to plunk out the chords, and I actually played a couple measures over and over again because I thought it was so beautiful, and I told Aaliyah that. But yeah, I'm really excited to sing. I mean, it's not really outside of the genre. I'm still approaching it classically. Mm-hmm. But I don't get to do that very often, aside singing like straight opera, let's spin the tone throughout everything. So I'm really enjoying that. And I actually am, because Aaliyah is also a wonderful singer, in case you didn't know. And so I sort of tried to mimic her tone a little bit from what I've heard. Obviously not 100% because I'm singing it, and I can't sound exactly like her, but I'm imagining that she heard herself sort of singing it when she wrote it. So I sort of took off a little bit of her style and tried to put it in there while also keeping my own.
Making it sound 10 times better. No.
This is great. Such collaboration happening with everybody. That is what is such a huge part of being a working artist. And it's so great that you're doing that. Scott Skiba, if we would like to see this performance and see these three opera scenes, where, when, give us the details.
Okay, you're going to want to come to the Inside Out Gallery in downtown Traverse City. The doors are open at 7 o'clock, and that is Friday, April 18, and Saturday, April 19. You can access the tickets if you go to www.parallel45.org. Just wanted to make sure I got that right. So that's www.parallel45.org, and you can see the link for the new opera project. It'll take you to where you can buy tickets and give you some more info.
Great. And we will also put all of that on our website when we put this segment up for all of you to listen to, as well as some additional talk that I had with Dr. Van Manen about this project. So you'll have heard from pretty much everybody who is participating here. Thank you all so much. This is I've used this word too many times, but this is a fascinating project, and I'm sure that the audience is will enjoy it a lot, and I hope that they get even a fraction of it from it that you are all getting putting into it. I'm sure that they will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.